When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In the Washington zone, and a puck for Justin Sortif. I mean, these guys are flying right now. Back to center. Here he comes again. Sortif coming right up the middle. Across the Anaheim line. Dropped off to Van Riemsdyk. Center to McMichael. On across. They score! And it's a hat trick! Justin Sortif! Three goals for number 34! Oh, baby, it's four!
All right, John Walton with the call on the Caps Radio Network and 106.7 The Fan the other night. Part of a win for the Capitals. They had to hang on, played a little loose and a little sloppy down the stretch, but got the W and the 2 points over the Anaheim Ducks, and it was a big win indeed. And tonight they welcome in the Dallas Stars, and you can only catch the game on television, nationally and locally, on TNT. The NHL on TNT is always a class product. I'm a big hockey guy, as you know. I watch it all the time. I was watching the Winter Classic on Friday night. Great coverage from Kenny Albert, Eddie Olczyk, and the rest of the crew. Darren Pang, who's been a guest of ours before, and Eddie Olczyk, nice enough to join us now from here in Washington, where he's getting ready to call that game tonight. Eddie, it's Chris Russell. Great to have you with us. Happy New Year, and thanks for doing this. How are you?
Yeah, same to you, Chris. Appreciate it, and looking forward to a big game and between the Caps and the Stars. And as you know, the Winter Olympics are right around the corner, which I'm lucky enough and privileged enough and honored enough, if I could say it, to be a part of the NBC Men's Olympic Hockey coverage over in Cortina, Milan. And looking forward to getting over there. So, you know, we got some important hockey games coming up here, and then we'll have the little bit of a break in the National Hockey League season, and we'll head over to the Olympics, and then we'll be back for the stretch run, the trade deadline, and then the playoffs will be here before you know it. So an exciting time of year. And me also being a horse guy, pucks and ponies, we're going to have the Kentucky Derby is right around the corner. So exciting times in yours truly's world of pucks and ponies.
You know, you took the words out of my mouth, because we were talking about you before the show, and I forget who it was. Somebody said, oh, you know, Eddie's a big horse racing guy. Of course I know that. I watch Eddie all the time between the NHL and the Derby and the NBC horse racing. You're always on my television.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. I kind of came together when I was with the NHL on NBC a few years back, and I was lucky enough to continue the relationship with them. And it's always been a passion of mine. I spent many a days at Pimlico and at Laurel over the years of coming in and playing the ponies when I'd come in as a visitor playing the Caps. And it's worked out to be a great gig. This will be my 12th Kentucky Derby that I'll be working upcoming in May. So it's been a lot of fun. We have some great talented people there, and it's a great time of year because we have the NHL playoffs obviously going on, and then you got the run of the run for the Roses on the first Saturday in May. So busy time, but it beats the alternative, that's for sure.
No doubt about it. And before we get to the Caps and the Stars, just one more on the ponies, if you don't mind, that you brought it up. What do you make of eventually when the new Pimlico opens? They're going to knock down, apparently, Laurel and have everything kind of centered in Pimlico, which I think is I'm not as big of a horse racing guy as you, but I grew up on the Derby with my dad, and it was a tradition and all that stuff, and I still watch it every year, and I love that. But I think that kind of hurts, and we've seen that up in New York too, right? Where they kind of, the new Belmont is going to basically replace Aqueduct and so on.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it seems like the real world that we all live in, and I'm sure Chris, you could say it into the, you know, the radio world. I mean, everything seems to be condensing in business in general, right? I mean, instead of having the, you know, 20 people in the office working, it's going to be, well, you know what, we're gonna cut 8, and we're gonna have the other 12 do the 20 other, you know, the 20 other responsibilities. So
you ain't lying, Eddie. You ain't lying.
Yeah, hey, it's just the reality of it. And it's affected horse racing. I mean, we've lost some major racetracks in our country over the course of the last little while. Like, look, I live in Chicago. I live 7 miles away from Old Arlington Park Racetrack, and the Bears bought it, and you know, there's speculation they're going to build a stadium there, and you know, I don't even know what's going on now. But you know, we lost Hollywood Park out in California, right by LAX, you know, a handful of years ago, and it's just the world that we're living in. You mentioned Aqueduct. Aqueduct's going to go away in about a year and a half, and you're only going to have one racetrack there in that locale in New York at Belmont. Of course, you got Saratoga, you know, at Saratoga Springs, just a little south of Albany, and no different here in Maryland, right? I mean, it's an unbelievable horse population. I mean, competitive racing, but if they feel that that's what's going to be best for the longevity of the game and the sport, then we got to trust the people that are making those decisions, whether it's state legislation or the owners. You got to believe in what they're going to do. So hopefully it'll be a state of the art there in Pimlico, but we'll see how it all plays out here in the near future.
No doubt about it. The great Eddie Olczyk with us on the NHL on TNT tonight. 7 o'clock, they'll drop the puck, or just after 7 o'clock, against the Dallas Stars. Cap Stars, the only place you can watch it, again, is the NHL on TNT. They do a great broadcast, so make sure you check the guys out. All right, let's start with the Caps. Eddie, if you don't mind, I you know, obviously you cover the league, you watch the league. I'm sure you get to see a bunch of highlights. Who doesn't watch highlights of Alex Ovechkin? But the other night, right? No Tom Wilson, no Alexei Protas. And by the way, he's on IR, which sucks. So he's going to miss a couple more games. But they score, 6 goals for a second straight game. Yeah. And this is, you know, sort of who we just played on the way back in. This kid couldn't even crack the Florida Panthers lineup for good reason. They were the back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. But when the Capitals made the trade, nobody knew who he was. But then you start digging him in, and he's got something, and it's easy to say that after a hat trick, but he's been steadily climbing here. What, just from your view, outside view, what do you say, what do you like about the Caps, I guess, right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you talk, you know, when you talk about Sordiff in particular, I mean, you know, I remember when we came in earlier in the year, I forget who the Caps had played that night, but, you know, I met with obviously a terrific head coach of the Capitals and Spencer Carberry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he talked about sort of, you know, very glowingly of just how, you know, he's a puck hound. He's really intelligent. You know, he's got more offensive skill than I think people think. And, you know, he gets the HT the other night, and that line plays well. I think McMichael had, what, 3 or 4 apples? Yep. He had 3 or 4 assists in that game. And Ryan Leonard seems to be kind of the next generation here of a power-type forward with skill and can skate and still learning the game. But, you know, when I look at the Caps, like, sometimes I see them and I look at them and go, man, like, because I think the Eastern Conference, I don't know what you think, Chris. I'd be interested what you do think about the Eastern Conference just overall. But, like, I think it's just about getting in.
Yeah.
Because I can, you know, is Carolina the best team? Yeah, I guess right now I would say that, they would probably be the leader in the clubhouse. And then after that, I would put Tampa right there. Tampa's on a nice winning streak here. But just get in. And I think if the Caps can get in and if they can stay healthy, if they can get healthy and stay healthy, I would not be surprised to see with the type of team they have. They really missed Martin Ferravari last year. Like, losing him on the back end just really, really, you know, was one of those first dominoes falling, and they just couldn't recover because he's such an important part to this team. So I like how the Caps play. When they are healthy, they can, you know, they can put up 5 or 6, or I believe is that they can, you know, they can win those 2-1, 3-2 type of games, because I think they do have the type of players to be able to grind it out. You know, you mentioned Protas, the big body. Obviously, Tom Wilson is in a different class by himself with what he can do as well. But that to me is for the Caps is, A, can they get that goaltending? Can they get the consistent goaltending? And B, is can they stay within the race and give themselves a chance in? Because I would say, look, you can roll that octagon down the street, and for people that may not know, an octagon. The last time I checked, Chris has eight sides.
Yeah.
There are eight playoff teams that will come out of the East, and there will be eight teams that come out of the West. So if you could just find your name on one of those sides, why can't you? Because you look around. I'm sure all teams look at other teams in the Eastern Conference and sit there and go, we could beat them in a seven-game series. Carolina, they're such a good regular season team, and they raise their level and play at a level that most teams don't get to a lot in the majority of the regular season. They just play that way. The biggest thing for me when it comes to playoff, and look, we got football playoffs right around the corner, and you know, you got to be able to go to another level.
Yes.
Carolina has proven that they haven't been able to do that in the playoffs for the last handful of years when they've had pretty damn good teams. Now, in fairness, they've gone up against the Floridas and the Tampas, and you know, those guys have won, what, four and five cups over the course of the last 10 years. So what I'm saying is that you look at Carolina and go, yeah, they're pretty good, but why can't we go toe-to-toe with them in a seven-game series?
But, you know, they seem to step it up against the Capitals, which is part of the problem around here.
It is about matchup. Yeah. It is. I mean, some teams, some individuals just know that doesn't matter how they're playing or what the schedule is that, you know, we're going to play really well against them because that's just the way it is. So long-winded, all the Caps got to do is get in. Because if I think they get in, I think that they have the type of team that's built – and they have those type of players that are able to make a difference come playoff time. And we know what injuries are, and it happens in all sports. But they need to be healthy on that back end. Like, if I'm asking, you know, a wish list for the Capitals come playoff time is if they can be healthy, or at least Coach Carberry and his staff can have options on the back end, then why can't they go on a run? Because I think they have a type of team that is built to play in the playoffs.
Totally with you. And going back to Ferravari, I know I was in the building. I can't remember if you were that night before game one against Montreal. And I said, oh, man, Ferravari, that's going to be a huge loss. And just combining that, one more on the Capitals, if you don't mind. Eddie Olczyk with us, NHL on TNT. Watch their coverage tonight. Of course, Cap Stars, Capital One Arena, big game on tap. I think they've added speed and some physicality still with guys like Sortif who can get after it and whatnot. Ethan Frank is a speed guy, not a physical guy. But they've added speed and still some power and some toughness from last year's team. Is that generally the formula when you're trying to catch not only Carolina, but you mentioned Florida, Tampa Bay, the Islanders are playing well. Is that kind of the formula that you need when you're clearly short of something, is to add both the speed and the physicality, or is it one or the other in your eyes?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Well, I think in the world that we have, you know, we have a hard salary cap in the National Hockey League. So, I mean, it's hard to be able to get all on your wish list, regardless of what that might be for the Caps. But I think that when you do influx, and I think I've seen it, especially with Leonard coming in last year, you mentioned Sortif. I mean, Connor McMichael, I mean, I think that he has kind of really stepped up here over the course of the last couple of years. You mentioned Ethan Frank. Like, you do need young players that can play, give you energy, whether it's physically or just speed game, to be – you know, to have nose over the puck mentality. I think it gives your team a jolt, because when you do look at the Caps, and I'll just start with Ovi because, you know, he is the top dog. You could start with Ovi, you know, you could start with, you know, put Carlson up there. There is that, you know, I want to say a wide range, but, you know, for the age discrepancy is that it helps when you do have some of those young guys because it forces some of those older guys, you know, to get on their horse and to be, and forces you to play faster because you have guys that are in on the forecheck and doing those type of things. So, yes, I mean, speed and size, certainly, you know, everybody loves it. But I think that even if a guy only brings you one part of that game, then it's up to the coach to be able to put those guys in those situations that's going to be advantageous for his team. So whether it's fourth line guys or adding somebody in that can play in the top six role or somebody goes down, that's such an important part of successful winning hockey. And most importantly, as Cap fans know, ultimately when you win the Stanley Cup, because you're going to need all guys to be able to step up at any time, whether they've been around a long time like the Great Eight or, you know, somebody like, you know, Ryan Leonard that, you know, is approaching 50 career games in the National Hockey League.
No doubt. Great Eddie Olchuk with us, NHL TNT tonight, Cap Stores. Two more things and then sure. We'll let you go. I appreciate you. Great conversation. So I appreciate you making time for us. You mentioned the Olympics. So I guess I'll go there first and the honor that you get to call a lot of, you know, some snubs, some people upset. What was the one that stood out to you the most for the U.S. team, the Canadian team? Is it Sam Bennett down in with
Bennett,
Florida?
100%. Okay. Yeah. Sam Bennett, 100%. I mean, you know, and being in full disclosure, I'm from Chicago. I played on the 1984 U.S. Olympic hockey team over in Syria, over Yugoslavia. We had the great privilege and pressure to try to follow in the footsteps of the 1980 Miracle on Ice.
Oh, that was easy, Eddie. That was
easy. Yeah, right. Yeah, it was, and I was only 17 years of age, by the way, when I played for Team USA. But for me, it's Sam Bennett without a doubt. Like I thought Sam Bennett played great in the Four Nations last year. Obviously, back to back Cup Finals, Stanley Cup champion two times over. He was the MVP of the playoffs last year. I just thought that. He would have been on my team. I mentioned it in the Winter Classic and our Open the other night in Miami. I was very surprised and shocked that he, you know, did not go. Now, a lot of things can happen in between now and then. I'm sure he's probably on their short list if there's injuries or illness or whatever, that he would get the opportunity to come back. So out of all the players, out of all the countries, I would say that he was the one guy that I was really probably most surprised and shocked by. As far as Team USA, a guy that the Cap fans are going to see tonight, Jason Robertson from Arcadia, California, which is the home of Santa Anita Park, if any horse racing fans are out there. he's had himself an unbelievable season. Nobody has been scoring more goals the last 25 games than Jason Robertson. The only concern that I have for Team USA is, do they have enough offensive finish on the walls? Do they have that guy that needs one shot? Like Kyle Connor to me is one of those guys on the wall for Team USA who plays for Winnipeg. He will be there. He is that guy that just needs one chance, and there's a pretty good chance the puck's going to be in the back of the net. The way that Robertson plays, he just seems like he needs one chance to put the puck in the back of the net. The great thing being an alum of Team USA and USA Hockey, Chris, is the decisions are way harder now than they've ever been before, and that's a great thing because we have a lot of great players in this league that are American-born players, and it was a tough decision for Billy Guerin and his staff for Team USA, who's the general manager. But at the end of the day, I think Team USA, like, they're going there to win, and my expectations are is that it's the gold medal game or bust. Like it is there for them. I believe they have a good enough team. I believe they have a good enough coaching staff. Now you just need the players to go out and execute. And you know what? You need a little bit of luck, too. Yep. I get it. But how awesome would it be to see a Canada-U.S. final on NBC in prime time in the afternoon, you know, with that game being later in the evening over in Milan.
Yeah.
I think it would just be it would be unbelievable for our game. Whoever you're cheering for or whatever, I think it just would be great for our game. It'd be great for the National Hockey League. But those are the two guys that kind of stick out for me, Sam Bennett and Jason Robertson. And I get it. Look, at Canada's no different. Like, both countries, how great it is. Both countries
yes,
put another team
you're
in
right.
the Olympics. And you know what? They probably sit there and go, you know what? That team could make a run, too. That's how close it is. But it's going to be awesome to be a part of, and looking forward to getting over to Italy and in just about a month's time, right from now.
I can't wait to watch that coverage as well, and you set it up perfectly. One more, and then I promise I'll leave you alone. You mentioned it, the Winter Classic. So I'm sitting there on Friday night, and I'm like, there's no football. I get to take a quote. Wait a sec. My the Winter Classic is on. I got to watch the Winter Classic every year because I'm a huge hockey nerd. I love what you guys do on TNT, wherever the game is. Let me ask it from this perspective. You guys did a tremendous job, as always. It wasn't as great of a game as I was hoping the Rangers, won. But how different was it for you to be in a warm weather baseball stadium as opposed to frigid Ann Arbor or Wrigley Field or Boston or any of the other outdoor cold environments for the Winter Classic?
Yeah, I mean, it is different. Like, our positions have varied over the years, but the majority of the games that we do at the Winter Classic, and I was working with the great Doc Emmerich for so many years at NBC, we would be right up against the glass. So, I mean, our vantage point isn't the greatest, but it's not about our vantage point. It's about being in an element, being up against the glass. I mean, I get the true appreciation for how awesome our game is. There is no better game in the world than the National Hockey League, and when you're able to get that close, you really get that. And look at, I was lucky enough to play in the league for 16 years, Chris. So, I mean, I lived it. But to be able to just have a dose of reality again, because usually we're up about, 200 feet, 300 feet in the press box watching a game. And you just, I appreciate it so much of how fast these guys are. So for us,
I agree.
Being down at ice level compared to being, 12 or 13 below as we were in the big house, or it's 50, it's 57 degrees or 56 degrees, whatever it might be. Sign me up for Miami every January 1st or 2nd. I'm getting a little too old.
I hear you.
I'm 60 years old, and I'm like, you know what? But hey, you know what, though? There's a big press conference coming up this afternoon out in Utah. So I might be tipping my hand here about where the next Winter Classic might be. So look, it's great. I love being down there. It's about the event. It's about celebrating the greatest game. And look, any time that the National Hockey League, we have the best fans in the world. We do. I mean, here in D.C., I mean, the Cap fans are unbelievable. But when you can get 30, 40, 50, 100,000 people to a hockey game, it's great for the game. And that, to me, is what it's all about, celebrating the game, playing outdoors. Because the majority of the players at some point in their life, whether it's in 50-degree weather or 20 below, we've all played outside at some point. I think that's the spirit of the Winter Classic.
You're the best, man. Love this. Thank you so much for me. Oh, one last thing.
Sure.
You and your son brought me to tears. What was that, a couple months ago?
Thank you. Yeah, my son Nick, that works in Utah.
Yeah, I watched that a couple of times.
Hockey fights cancer.
You just made me a mess. That was so cool.
I'm sorry about that, but hopefully, because I'm lucky enough. I was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer back in 2017, and I'm lucky enough to be 8+ years here cancer free, and very lucky. And anything I can do for the National Hockey League and Hockey Fights Cancer. That was just one night, a surprise of my son. He was. If people want to go on the internet, I'm sure they can find it. My son Nick and I. He was talking about, supporting me and my battle, and I surprised him on the set live on Salt Lake, on the Utah Mammoth, pregame show, and it was a great raw moment, and it was funny. If I can real quick, is when he saw me walk, he was talking about me, and I popped up from the side, and as I was walking up while he was doing this live, he looked at me, and the look I saw on my son's face is that he looked at me, and he was like, who is this guy walking towards me? He looks like my dad. It was like one of those looks like, this can't be my dad.
And he had no idea. He had no idea.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was wonderful. It was just a great father-son moment. And, one last thing. Speaking of the Kentucky Derby, back to that time. I used to watch the Kentucky Derby with my dad in person as a kid growing up, young man, whatever. And when I went away to school to Buffalo and all over the place and pursuing this stupid radio career and media career, we would call each other on the phone and always watch the Kentucky Derby with each other until he passed. And that was, I appreciate, that was what my dad and I did.
Things you never forget and you take with you the rest of your life. Exactly. That's exactly. Important. And that's, I'm glad that you were able to do that even after, you know, you were doing it actually together. You were able to make that moment important. And that's, you know, look, that's what life's about. I mean, I lost my mom a couple of years ago, and I miss her every single day. And I always kind of catch myself like wondering, like, okay, well, what, you know, what would my mom say, or what would my mom feel, or what would my mom do, you know? And that's, you know, my mom did good. She did good, and I couldn't be more proud of being her son.
Absolutely. She raised a good man. Eddie, safe travels not only after tonight, but, of course, to Milan, like you mentioned, with the Olympics. We'll be watching it all. Thank you so much for doing this. Great to catch up with you, and I look forward to seeing you at the arena one of these days that you're back in town.
I enjoyed it much. Thanks for having me, Chris.
Appreciate there you go. That is the great Eddie Olczyk, NHL on TNT tonight, 7 o'clock. If you like human beings that are passionate about what they cover and what they talk about and what they watch and what they care about, hope you enjoyed that. You know, little Kentucky Derby, little parent, father, son, lots of hockey. Away we go. Olympics, everything. Thanks to Eddie Olczyk, NHL on TNT. Thanks to TNT Sports PR, Blair Cofield, for helping us out with that. All right, we got to take a timeout. We'll get to the Cliff Kingsbury and the latest bombshell report, if you will, from Jordan Schultz next. It's a doozy if you haven't heard it on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.